Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
As a Christian, we got to pay attention because it's JJ. Abraham goes to church, Jesus, and the Jews, Israel. And just, I believe, last night, according to the Freedom Beacon, that Senator Ted Cruz was invited to speak at this particular initiative, even though it had mixed audience there. The reason why he showed up was because it's actually in defense of Christians. There's so much persecution going on. And his particular staff says Senator Cruz is appearing in the defense of Christians event tonight because he wants to take every opportunity to highlight this crisis and the unspeakable persecution of Christians has taken place. And you have to understand, this particular event that you're about to see was put on by one of former President Bill Clinton's biggest or billion-dollar supporter for the global initiative. So you can almost fold in the views of this particular brand-new organization called In Defense of Christians, but notice how they're not in defense of Israel and they're not in defense of the Jews. Watch this. This is him speaking.
In 1948, Jews throughout the Middle East faced murder and extermination and fled to the nation of Israel. And today, Christians have no greater ally than the Jewish state. Let me say this. Those who hate Israel hate America. And those who hate Jews hate Christians. And if this room will not recognize that, then my heart weeps that the men and women here will not stand in solidarity with Jews and Christians alike who are persecuted by radicals who seek to murder them. If you hate the Jewish people, you are not reflecting the teachings of Christ. And the very same people who persecute and murder Christians right now, who crucify Christians, who behead children, are the very same people who target and murder Jews for their faith for the same reason. I will say this. I am saddened
Please respect for dialogue. Respect, please. Okay. We're in America.
I will say this. I am saddened to see that some here, not everyone, but some here, are so consumed with hate that you cannot address your brother. I will say this. If you will not stand with Israel and the Jews, then I will not stand with you. Thank you, and God bless you.
If you will not stand with Israel and the Jews, Senator Ted Cruz says, I will not stand for you. He says, those who hate Israel hate America. Those who hate Jews hate Christians. And if you hate the Jewish people, you are not reflecting the teachings of Jesus. Is not clarity refreshing?
Pretty clear.
By the way, just so you don't, if you don't know that, he's accurate. That's actually very accurate in regards to it. The shocker is, and remember, this is going to be the big battle in the end. This is going to be the big battle. It's going to be a war, one world religion viewpoint. Mm-hmm. They're going to call it right when it's wrong. They're going to call it maybe Christianity. They may call it Chrislam or whatever. But understand this, that just because you say you're a Christian doesn't mean you are. You're known you're a Christian by the fruit, by you know, you cannot hate your brother and love God. He says if you hate your brother who you can see, and you say you love God who you can't see, you know, we're told in the Word of God that you're a liar. Mm-hmm. You cannot hate Israel and say that, and you can say that you love God. But the truth is, understand that the Jewish people, that they brought you the very scriptures, the word that you read. And Jesus is a Jew. And there are reports, and we'll maybe get to it in our next program, but the Jewish people realize their only friend right now on the earth are the evangelical Christians who are standing up for them. But that is how God orchestrated things, because he said, you will not see me again. So you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. That's what we're supposed to do. It's not like some sideline, you know, footnote in your sermon or in your concept of the Lord. This is our end time responsibility to stand up and be a witness of the love of God to the Jewish people, and stand with Israel is to stand with God. Worship God. Worship Jesus. He is the Messiah. But stand up for Israel and get a perspective of the Lord's perspective of Israel. And when you do that, you start realizing, wait a minute, man, let it be said of me that I will not be silent. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.